The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and we're all out of bubble gum.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy, happy hour. You can join us on the lines. Toll free, talk or text 844-967-2789.
Dom, know what makes me just a little bit happy at this hour?
What's that?
He's back, baby. Donald Trump is back on social media. Apparently, he's truthing out on Truth Social today.
Oh, yeah.
Now, he's not following Roger Stone back on Twitter. I'm back, bitches. That's what Roger Stone tweeted at the world before being deplatformed just a few short hours later. But when you own the platform, it's probably likely Trump will make it to the end of the day on Truth Social. He may be the only one, Dom, but here is what he said.
Oh, great.
I'm back! Exclamation point. Hashtag Covfefe.
I'm back. What? Come on. I don't believe it.
It's Donald Trump wearing a dark-colored suit, a blue tie, standing out in front of Mar-a-Lago on apparently it's not
a
bad.
Blue tie? See, I really don't believe it.
I know normally he's a red tie guy, but it appears to be from the photograph. Very small hands, so it appears it's not a body double. But he's out there on the, it's not even polo. What's the game? Croquet. He's on the croquet courts at Mar-a-Lago. You know, as all former presidents usually do, hang out on the croquet courts.
Well, he didn't complete the sentence. It's, I'm back in the USSR. I just want to be clear about that. This is Trump we're talking about.
It's, I'm back, hashtag Covfefe. Of course, that's what he, you know, one time put out on Twitter and apparently was in mid-delete or something and tweeted it out just the same.
So, Kurti,
he's back, baby.
We have dates. We have more from the J6 committee. June 9th, Thursday.
I'd like to fill in the entirety of the June calendar if they could kindly give us. I would start making some commitments to broadcast. You know what I'm saying?
Right. This is what, and it's, apparently, according to the committee, they're going to make it as accessible as possible. So I wonder, I don't know what that means. Does that mean the afternoons? Does that mean evening? I mean, what are we talking about?
My understanding, at least from prior reporting, Dom, this will be a primetime extravaganza with live witnesses, perhaps video testimony, and, you know, play out on the radio, I strongly suspect. You know, if we're going to go bell to bell, gavel to gavel on the Trump impeachment, I certainly think the J6 probably merits some broadcast.
You think? I
as long as it doesn't fall between 3 and 6 p.m. Central.
Well, of course, other things going on at that time. They would never, never try to interrupt the Devil's Advocates. But what are your expectations? I mean, now we know. We got a few more witnesses coming out. We have a date on the calendar. You know, we're looking at what? It's May this weekend. So what, less than 6 weeks? What are your expectations, man? I have pretty high expectations. I got to be honest.
I don't want to set expectations too high. I mean, unfortunately, I've been let down. I was let down by the testimony of Robert Mueller. I mean, that was talking about a deflating event. I was a little bit let down even by the impeachment 2.0. And in some ways, it was so violent, so obscene, so profane what they were broadcasting. I mean, we had to dump out some of the testimony being given via video just because it wouldn't meet FCC guidelines. And that's one of my concerns. If you want this accessible broadly, a couple of beeps might be in order. You know what
maybe
I'm saying?
Edit. Don't show the raw. Maybe edit out the beeps. I mean,
that might play
that
on CNN Plus, but it's not going to play out around here. You know what I'm saying? I need the cleaned up version. And just for the sake of notice, Dom, I also make that note to Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, who's dropped a couple of bombs on us in the middle of like convention speeches, and then Tony gets all profane on our asses and we got to dump him mid-speech. Please, Governor Evers, show a little respect for the broadcast audience and keep her clean this year, because we'll be broadcasting, well, more accurately, I will be. I know you got prior engagements, Dom, but the Democratic Party convention on June 25th.
You better hang around that dump button, man. I'm just saying.
Well, you know, we'll have someone back in the studio to do the heavy lifting. I'll be hanging around the beer kegger at the hospitality rooms. You know me. I got a hotel room for the whole week, Dom. I'm making a party out of it.
Oh, my.
Well, you know, by then we should have, what, 7-8 days a public primetime testimony from the J6 committee. Can't we wait to see how the Republican convention plays out in about 3 weeks. My backyard, Middleton. I think I'm going to try and attend the big Republican convention. No, with or without credentials. I'm going to show up. We'll see if they let me in the door, Dom.
You don't need credentials. Everybody knows you.
Well, I'm kind of a big deal.
Yeah, your library smells of leather. Well, how many leather-bound books and rich mahogany?
Unlike the Democratic convention, where, you know, I think there will be a lot of support for incumbent Tony Evers to, you know, get reelected as governor. And, you know, they'll do a straw poll and they'll try to pick their favorites for this U.S. senatorial race. I talked a little bit about Jennifer Rubin keeps wading in. You know, every time there's new polling or something in Wisconsin, Rubin's like, make the right choice, Wisconsin.
And, so and the right choice, what continues to be in her mind, not Mandela
anybody
Barnes.
But Barnes?
Come on, man. I mean,
again, she...
You know, she is a conservative, and I'm not surprised. Barnes is probably more left than some of the other front runners. Well, I would put Barnes and our boy up from the Outagamie County pretty equal. Nelson, right, versus, you know, Godlewski and Lazarus. They're probably both left of those two. And Jennifer Rubin is... historically been a conservative opinion writer.
Well, she certainly has. I did ask our pal John Nichols came around in the 3 o'clock hour.
Yeah,
I asked him, did he share the opinion of Rubin that Mandela might just be, you know, a little too leftist? He's going to get branded a socialist by Rojo.
They're all going to get branded socialists, yeah, regardless of who it is.
Well, and our pal John Nichols from The Nation said effectively he felt Rubin was wrongheaded and an outsider who really didn't have a valid opinion to offer.
Well, opinions are like elbows. Everybody's got one.
Well, Dominic, I said that never stopped us.
Yeah, right.
Join us. Do you have a valid opinion to offer? Are you local? Or call again from some, you know, point at a distance. That'd be okay as well. 844-967-2789. Did I mention, Dom? I did commit to do the Foxy News. And then I said, but what are we talking about? And they said, well, of course, border policy.
Inflation.
And the Ohio senatorial race. And I'm like, great, two things right in my wheelhouse. Come back, more Devil's Advocates.